had a city council finance committee re-denied the payouts were illegal, saying they were given through what he called a gray area of city policy.
We acknowledged that this was an error. We've said that we're not going to continue the practice going forward. And if council wants to put forth a practice, we're willing to work with you.
The city last year gave large payouts to at least three high-level Reed officials. Six other city employees also got payouts or advance pay. Police Chief George Turner, who makes $241,000 per year, received an additional $79,000. Turner was given credit for nearly 700 hours of unused vacation time, despite city code explicitly capping vacation hours at 360 hours. The city also prohibits employees from cashing in on unused sick or vacation time unless they resign, retire, or are fired. Committee members asked Reed and his staff to reconcile the payouts with existing city code. Reed responded that the payouts were granted under personal hardship exemptions. He argued two broadly worded code sections gave his chief financial officer and human resources commissioner the authority to sign off on the exemptions without council approval. Reed also repeatedly said the payouts were similar to those given to employees prior to his administration. He said in the past, employees were allowed to resign or retire early, cash in on their unused sick or vacation time, and immediately get rehired to their old positions. He said last year's payout should be viewed in that context.
That process was imperfect, and candidly so was ours.
Councilwoman Felicia Moore dismissed Reed's comparison to past payouts as an effort to deflect from the issue at hand. She said last year's payouts clearly violate city code. She said the payout should be refunded and urged council members to hold accountable CFO Jim Beard and HR Commissioner Yvonne Kowser-Yancey, the Reed appointees who ultimately approved the payouts.
If the administration feels that they can create their own policy and do things that are not in the code and not even ask the council, then what else do they feel that they can do?
Reed, who is an attorney, shot back that Moore had no legal training to base her assertions and warned she was close to a defamation claim against his staff. Moore, however, pressed on.
My opinion is the actions were illegal. And I said it, and I said it many times, and I'll keep saying it.
Please do.
So sue me.
Reed tried to get the councilwoman to explicitly accuse Beard and Yancey of doing something illegal.
If you really mean what you say, say it. Say Jim Beard engaged in illegal behavior, and say Yvonne Yancey engaged in illegal behavior, and take with it the personal liability that's going to attach to that statement.
Councilwoman Moore didn't bite.
Mr. Mayor, I don't tell you how to speak and how to form your questions, and you don't do that to me. I said what I meant, and I meant what I said.
All right, I'm going to ask that we
couch to show you could avoid liability. If you say it, if you mean it, you ought to say Jim Beard engaged in illegal behavior. I know.
After the exchange, Finance Committee Chair Alex Wan criticized the Reed administration for the amount of time it took to provide documents about the payouts and said the committee would need more time to look over the material. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.